Shabbos Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Toimnim Bishlochin. We're talking over here about the din of Hatmono. What you're allowed to wrap things in Erev Shabbos. So things that are Moisev Helva you're not allowed to. Things that only preserve the heat you're allowed to. Shlochin, which is skins of animals, hides, are not things. Is not something that's Moisev Helva. You're allowed to be make Hatmono on Erev Shabbos. Umtaltan Loisem, you're allowed to carry it as well. There's nothing mukta about the oil, because hides are roy to use for placemats, for feet mats, for sitting on, v'chule. Begizei tzemer, with a woolen coat, but not a coat. We're talking about it was shorn off the sheep. It's not roy to use for anything, because you don't sit on it. You don't use it for anything. It's meant to be put aside, to be turned into begodim. Right now it's mukta, because it has no use whatsoever. Therefore, you're allowed to be matmin. There's no isa atmona, but ve'in metalklan isim. It's mukta. So you're not allowed to, you have a problem because you're not allowed to be metalklan. Like any other chayfetz, it's mukta. Important point to mention is that there are cases where you could take something that's not roi for shimush, and you could be miyachidin on Erev Shabbos and get it away from hilchas mukta. But over here it's not, because you're not taking this wool and being miyached it now for a pot cover, for insulation, wrapping. You're right now, for the next few hours, you want to use it for that. That's called your miyached. If you take an oven and miyached it in a place as something to sit on when you want to go out to the forest, no, you turned it into a chair. Over here, you didn't turn it into a pot insulation. So mele, it's still mukta, so you have a problem. Ketzeroy said, how could you use it for atmona, but then that defeats the purpose if you can't undo the pot. So Mishnah gives you an etzah. Noitlas akisui, it was wrapped around. It's wrapped around the pot and was wrapped around the cover. The cover has the kisui of the kli has a way that you could a little bit of his on cover it, so you could undo the cover. Vehin noitlas, that which is mukta falls away. We'll ask one more question. L'chayre, since you put it that way before Shabbos, so it was already hooked some air of Shabbos. So call the bosses l'davar also. The pot should be mukta because the pot is on bottom of that which is something which is mukta. The answer is over here. It doesn't depend what's north and what's south, what's up and what's down. Depends which one is serving the other one. The wallet is serving the money. The glass cup by the ner is serving the ner. That's called the basla davar also. Over here, the hatmona is serving the pot and not vice versa. So there's no problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Kupa Mato al Tzido v'Noitel. He says like this. Generally speaking, when they did this type of thing where they had a pot that was insulated by Gizei Tzemer, they didn't put it stamma on the floor. They put it in a niche on the floor. It's called a gumo, Lashna Gemara. So when they put it in, if you pull out the pot, what happens is the Gizei Tzemer fall into the gumo, and then you won't be able to put the pot back in a normal way. So he's afraid, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that you're going to put the pot back in and you're going to be matmin from scratch and you're not allowed to be matmin, you're not allowed to be toimin on Shabbos. Therefore, what he tells you to do is, he tells you that you're not allowed to take out the pot at all in order not to facilitate that chashash. You have to tip over the pot. Why? Shema yitov eni yochel lachzor. You're going to take it out. You're not going to be able to put the pot back into the gumo. And then you're going to fix the gizei tzemer, like we said. And you're going to be toimin b'derech chisim, because it's on Shabbos. They say that you're allowed to take the pot out. And you put it back into the gumo. But if the gumma is niskalkal, now you have to set up the hatmona again from scratch, then avadi you're not allowed to accept the v'nat cheshish, that's what's going to happen. Here the Mishnah reiterates that which we know already, that you're not allowed to be toimin on Shabbos. Loi kisom b'idem, it wasn't covered over on Erev Shabbos. Like the Mishnah said in Perek Beis, they ask him, were you ready toimin? It has to be done Erev Shabbos. Loi chasen m'shetech shach. Once it's dark, once it's sesach chom, you're not allowed to. Kiso vinizgala mutal chasoy soy, then you're allowed to cover it. Mufarshim point out from the Gemara that the lashon over here is kisohu V'nizgala after was already choshech, was nizgala on Shabbos. That means like this. What you need is that it should be covered going into Shabbos. If the kisui, the insulation, fell off on Shabbos, you're allowed to rewrap it. That's not called a naya maisa atmona. Mashenkin, if it became unwrapped, you wrapped it up an hour before Shkia, and then 10 minutes before Shkia, it became unwrapped, and then it went into Shabbos, you're not allowed to rewrap. Why? Because since you went into Ben Hashmoshes without it being wrapped up, it's a new Maisa Hatmona. A Maisa Hatmona is also on Shabbos. They were goyzer in a Maisa Hatmona, like ki'ilu it's a Maisa Bishul. Now the Mishnah says a different thing. Memalias ha-kitoin, v'noisin letachas ha-kar, oitachas ha-keses. You're allowed to fill up a jug, or we would say a bottle of water. Now, water, b'derechal, when you fill it up from a well, from a spring, is cold. We're not talking about something that's hot, preserving heat. We're talking about something that's cold. Except that some Rishonim say the concern is to keep it cold. You want refreshing water for Shabbos in the afternoon, a cold drink. Or fakert, you don't want it to be so cold, you want to warm it up. V'nishvi, what you did was, v'noisin letach zakar, you put it under a pillow. Oitach zakeses, or under a blanket. Vinishvi, the Gemara says that this is not derech hatmono, therefore it's mutter. Perkei Mishnah Aleph. We have a new inyan, the inyan of Yetzias HaBehema. This is Mechayev, a fundamental Agdoma. We have a pasuk in the Torah, where the Torah says in Parshas Yisroi, by the Tzivui of Shabbos, in the Parsha of Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekachoi, there's a love of doing melacha. Ato vincho vitecho avdecho v'amoscho v'emtecho v'gecho Hashem shorecho. There's a love of doing melacha, not only you but bincho. The bincho, by the way, over here refers to ben koton. He's not mitzvah for his own, but if he does melacha because you were mitzvah him to do melacha, there's a quasi you're doing melacha al-yidei your son doing for you. Like a shlichus of some sort, the son is your ben, a cotton is doing for you. You're not allowed to tell your 3-year-old to put on a light. Not al tchinuch. There's a lav de raisa of loisasa ko malocha. There's another din the pasuk, avdecho v'amoscho uvehem techo. There's a lav de raisa of having your behema do work for you, doing work al yidei behema, more accurately said. This is what's referred to in the Gemara as a maisa mechamracha behemta. It means your behema is schlepping in Rishus Haram. You have a pack animal. He's schlepping a load for you. You're not carrying it. And it's a skill it won't be. It's a ribuy in the pasuk over here. That's another form of loisasa ko malocha. That's a loisase. There's also in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perkov Gimel, pasuk Yud Beis, where the pasuk says, Sheshes yom tase ma'asecho, uvayoyim ashvi tishbois, leman yonuach shorcha v'chamirecho. Over here the Torah also says that there's an inyan of shvisa, of menucha, and it includes shorcha v'chamerecha. What does that mean? That means not you're doing work all your day, your behemah, not your behemah is schlepping for you, but still, your behemah is carrying in Rishus HaRabim. Behemah carrying Rishus HaRabim is a bitl of shvisa's behemtoi, the same way your mitzvah on your shvisa, and that's a mitzvah say, Shabbos has in it a lois haseh, the melocha. There's also a mitzvah say, where a person has to be in a state of rest. That state of rest is also mechuyev al kol echad v'echad, that his behemois should also be in a state of rest. So if your animal goes out and he's carrying something which is not part of his serving him, it's not clothing for the animal, it doesn't serve the animal, but his tami is carrying something which is a masa, then the animal's in a state of not menucha. You're over on a mitzvah saseh. It's not a loisa saseh. You're not doing malochi. You're not even doing a malocha of mechamer. I might add, by the way, what we said, mechamer is only a loisa. It's not skila, because you're not actually doing it. You're doing it al yidei your behema, like you're doing it al yidei b'nei akotin. There is one sort of malocha where you're doing it al yidei behema. It's called you're doing it mamish. And that's by charisha, plowing. And the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs points out, because over there, that's the way to plow. The way to plow, what's called a maisa of charisha? Maisa of charisha is where you have the animal schlepping the heavy machinery that digs the furrows in the ground. That's a malacha deraisa chiv skila. A behemah carrying a masa for you is not you. It's your behemah carrying for you. It's your maisa. The behemah downgraded. It's a lav, but it's not peskila. And then we have a bitl mitzvah say when the behemah is carrying by himself. Not he's carrying for you. Stop. He's carrying something. That's the subject of our Mishnah. Kivega has over here in the Mishnayis a famous chakira. Women are mitzuvin on loisase, of Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah shazman groma, but Allah says they're certainly mechuyev. Mitzvah says shazman groma, women are not mechuyev. Kiddush, women are mechuyev. The Gemara learns out because zochrehu, zochas yom Shabbos the katre, goes together with shomer. If you mitzvah on the loisa say on the melachos, you mitzvah as well on the mitzvah say of kiddush. But other mitzvahs says of Shabbos we don't have. This type of bameh behema yoitza, where your animal's not in a state of menucha, is only an asay. Maybe it's a mitzvah asay shazman goma, maybe women are not mechuyev, or maybe not. Maybe the idea of zocha v'shoma tells you that everything pertaining to Shabbos, women are mechuyev too. Women are mechuyev also in oinig Shabbos, which is why Suda Shabbos, women are mechuyev as much as men. If a woman forgets yala v'yove by benching on Shabbos, she has to repeat over benching because she's mechuyev to have a Suda. Yom Tif from Kiveige and Tshuva, Simon Aleph, has a famous chiddush that Sudas Yom Tiv is not mitzvah on Noshim. It's a regular mitzvah seish as man gromo. Women do not have to say over yala v'yovo if they forget it in benching on Yom Tiv. Ayin shom. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Which type of things a behema carrying is called carrying as a masa, and which is called like clothing for the animal? Same way, you're not allowed to go out carrying your wallet, but you're allowed to wear pants. What's the difference? The pants is part of you. It's a lavush. We'll learn about that more in the next pack. Things that a person could have on his body, which are not really part of his get up and go. It's not part of his lavush. So mele, it's called a masa. Bameh behemi yoitze, ubameh eni yoitze. Shteta on Mishnah, yoitze ha-gomel ba'afsor. Gomel could go out. Ba'afsor, these are various kalim. We're not acquainted with them. It's some type of thing that you put on the mouth of a behemoth. Vinoko, these type of animals need something in order for you to keep them safe, to be able to lead them, so it's considered a shimush for the animal. A camel only needs an afsor, it's some type of rope around him, around his cheeks. You could see the Arabs, that's the way they direct their camels. And it's as well. Vinoko is something stronger, a gomel lekev is stronger, and needs something in the nose, that's called a noko. The luvdikis is an even stronger type of gomel, so it needs even more shmir. It needs something called a prumbia, resin shel barzel. The sus basher, a horse, is not as uncontrollable. So a horse has something leichter. V'chol bali hasher yoitzim basher v'nimshochim basher. This type of thing is a general rule. All animals that are controlled by reins, by a leash, whatever it is, like if somebody has a dog, the same idea. So that's considered part of the animal's tzurchim. So it's not a maso. And then the Mishnah adds another halach, which is not Neyed Hilchos Shabbos, but just in this idea of Basher, Umazin Alein. These kelim, if they became tumas meis, so they need Efer Parah. You could spritz on them Efer Parah even when they're on the animal. V'toivlin b'mkoimon. You could have the animal walk into a mikveh, walk into a river. The animal ducks under the river, that's considered a ma'aseh tvila. Now the point over here, as the Mefarshim point out, that even though l'chor is something which is a hishtamshus for a kli, a horseshoe on a horse's foot is not mekabel tumah. It's not a klei l'shimush adam, it's a klei l'shimush behema. However, over here, since the person is also being mishtamsh, because the person uses it to guide the behema, so that's why it's mekabel tumah. Mele, it could need tvila or it could need hazoas mechatos.